X10, number 2A.
So we go on and we come to mind a principle. After we have seen that the basis is metaphysics, or the idea of mind, now we put it back, this idea, into principle. We must see that the idea, therefore, is put back where? Where can the idea of metaphysics be put back? That it is put back, so to say, into mind science. That the idea is founded in mind science, and therefore illusions or counterfeits are really only the outcome of the knowledge of the material senses. Can you see that now at this point, where we have seen that divine metaphysics is above physics in soul, that we say, but that divine metaphysics has behind itself, it's backed up by mind science. And so we put it right back into an idea of the mind science, because we know the counterfeit belief is only belief that has been produced by not mind, but by the knowledge of the five physical senses. So in this way, we perhaps could write down here, founded on mind science, founded on mind science, not material theories. Yes? Founded on mind science, not on material theories. See, there you could also say, not on the knowledge of the senses or anything like that. Everything that is against mind science, against the principle of metaphysics. When I put it back into mind science, then life comes along and says, all right, then stay there. Then let your thought be really exalted in that mind science. How can you do that? By spiritualizing your thought. So I get a sense of spiritualization of thought, which alone really exalts us above everything. So perhaps we write down that the next step, therefore, I have to see that my thoughts are constantly up in the spiritual realm. Spiritualization of thought is perhaps the shortest expression. Yes? Gives us really a sense, you see, that this metaphysics really needs a very cultured, highly cultured spiritual understanding, that that is now necessary, that it is a spiritualization of thought that is necessary in order really to live above the physical and semi-metaphysical, or above the knowledge of the five senses. Then when we come to truth, we begin to realize, wouldn't you say that when you come to truth at that point, that you begin to realize that through that constantly cultured sense of spiritualization of thought, that this really brings us to the point where material-mindedness has no more place. See, that spiritual cultured thought really ousts, I always want to say ousts out, but apparently you only say ousts, material-mindedness. And in this way you begin to feel the what we have there, that the idea destroys the false belief and false consciousness. Shall we write down here that spiritual mindedness destroys material mindedness? So whatever the terms are that you want to use mean, they always have to mean that your spiritual mindedness, your sense, instead of saying spiritual mindedness, you could also say your sense or your spiritual sense of truth, that's also spiritual mindedness. Your spiritual sense of truth is really destroying your material sense of truth or your material concept of truth, so that the material basis as consciousness begins to disappear. See? That material consciousness is ousted. So that when we come to love, what do we find? What do we find if material mindedness is ousted? We find that it has no more place, but therefore all there is really that all is the manifestation of mind. All is the manifestation of mind. Matter then is obsolete. And you come to the allness of mind, to the allness of the idea of mind, and matter is obsolete. Would you like to write that down? All is the manifestation of mind, and matter is obsolete or disappears, whatever you like. Yes? I didn't leave purposely. Only the term I left behind, because I like not to be so schematic and so stereotyped that we always think metaphysics, metaphysics, metaphysics. What is metaphysics? As I said, it also could be expressed as the sense of truth, as the spiritual sense of, or spiritualization of thought, or spiritual thought. Don't give it away. Yes. So the main thing is that we see mind, mentality, you see, that this is the basis, the idea of mind is the basis, matter is not the basis. Just let's run through it again now, through these seven, you see, just to see that beautiful sense, how we get rid of a sense that we always have to rely on a material basis, that everything starts from a material basis. The very first thing on the subtone of mind is that we first have this counter statement. There is a metaphysical basis, and there is a versus the belief that there is a material basis. That's the problem status. Then you go to spirit and say, yes, the metaphysical basis is real. The unmetaphysical basis, whatever that unmetaphysical basis is, matter basis, physics basis, pantheistic basis, is unreal. Then you say, all right, if the one is real and the other is unreal, soul says, then give ascendancy to soul, see that that metaphysics is above physics, and that we really see that metaphysics is above sense testimony, above body, all that what seems to be a material basis. Then, in order to give to that concept power, they have to bring it into its principle and see, but behind the metaphysical basis or spiritual thought is really mind science. That's the principle of metaphysics, that mind science is behind it, and not just the knowledge of which we have got from the physical senses. Then we say, all right, then let's put everything into the spiritual, everything into that mind science, and you begin to spiritualize thought. And by spiritualizing thought, we exalt ourselves actually in actual life above the material. And as we spiritualize thought, that's life, we begin to realize in truth that the more we spiritualize thought, the more that spiritualization of thought fills all consciousness, and therefore in that measure wrong a wrong material consciousness begins to disappear, to the point of complete disappearance, and that's love, where we see, all right, then all is the idea of mind, all is the manifestation of mind. Matter is absolutely obsolete. Matter disappears out of our consciousness. Isn't that a flow? Yes. All right, then let's try and just calculate, and as you see, as we go on, it becomes easier and easier, and it becomes a natural flow. Because as I said, this index J is a most practical law. See, it's not just an order of mind, spirit, soul, principle, act of love. It's the law of dispelling an illusion. It's actually a law because it repeats and repeats itself as an ordered way of thinking. All right, let's take spirit. And he said, the idea of spirit, naturally spiritual, and therefore the illusion, the counterfeit belief, is that matter is substance, that there is substance matter. And so we begin to tackle that substance matter. And how? Again, I think we have to state first the problem of spiritual substance, material substance, first to state it and see that actually true substance comes from spirit and that matter substance doesn't come from spirit, that it has not its basis there, that matter does not come from spirit. And I have already stated the question of substance. Spiritual substance, material substance. So we can perhaps put down here, in order not just to say material substance, spiritual substance, but say substance comes from spirit, substance comes from spirit, matter does not come from spirit. Yes? Or we could say, see, we start out by saying, well, spirit really produces spiritually, and that's two sections. And we could say that matter produces materially, and that's no true substance. Because only what comes from spirit is substance, what does not come from spirit is not substance. So we stated it. Therefore, we would have to say now, all right, these are two substances, they have defined their origin, so what shall we do with those two concepts of substance? And so spirit comes, we come now to spirit of spirit, which would naturally then say, but you know, that which comes from spirit is the only real substance, and that which does not come from spirit is actually no real substance, so that matter substance is not the real substance. Or put even bluntly, spirit is the real and matter is the unreal. Just like that perhaps. Perhaps we put it down, the real is spirit. With spirit we mean naturally spirit substance. The matter is unreal. We come to soul. Well, here again, somehow, we would have to see that spirit substance is above the concept of matter substance. And as we have here soul, we would say that the testimony of soul would say, well, only spirit substance is the one substance, and therefore declare away and testify away that matter is also a substance, so that the testimony of soul would declare away, really, matter-substance. But we put it down like this, that spirit declares matter away in soul, yes. Spirit of soul does away with it. Declares, yes, or states, or in spirit, matter is declared away, is testified away, whatever you like it, you see. That's the soul's sense. Yeah? Then perhaps we come to principle. And in principle we see that the real substance must have a principle, that it must be backed up by something, that it really has a true cause. And so that we could see perhaps that the spiritual alone has an eternal cause. Perhaps we put that down, that the spiritual alone comes from somewhere, you know, has a true principle. Now what happens if we see that true substance has a cause in spirit, has a cause in God? That naturally would mean that our true substance would be life in spirit, when we come to life, and that life in spirit would be eternal, would be exalted above a mortal, mutable sense of life, so that we feel now we live above the material, mortal, mutable sense of life, gives me the true life substance. How shall we put it? Perhaps like this. That life substance is eternal. That life substance is eternal. Yeah? And then we go further to truth. We must actually see what is that spiritual substance in truth. It is spiritual consciousness. That's the substance. See, the substance of spirit in truth becomes spiritual consciousness. And that spiritual consciousness is the only substance. And that therefore that would do away with a material consciousness, with a material consciousness, so that we could see in truth that all there is about matter is actually only a material consciousness, but we also could see that all that there is about spirit substance is that it is a spiritual consciousness, and therefore the more we exalt ourselves in life to the point of spiritual consciousness, truth says that destroys material consciousness. So perhaps we write down here that spiritual consciousness destroys the belief in material consciousness. When this goes on and the material sense of consciousness is overcome and everything within us is actually spiritual consciousness. Well, what is that spiritual consciousness? It's actually the reflection of spirit, the full reflection of spirit. That's the full substance. Substance is full reflection. So we could see that the full reflection, that we arrive at the full reflection of spirit, full reflection of spirit, and therefore matter is unknown. Matter is unknown. Yeah? Matter is unknown. Yeah? Huh?
Can you see the flow here again? Somehow one naturally has to free oneself very much of the epitomes as one goes on and just feels the spiritual sense of it. But if we flow through it again, the proposition is given. The proposition is we believe that there is matter-substance and the material universe is made up of matter-substance. On the other side, we have the proposition that spirit is the only substance, that there is spiritual substance. So we say, how can we resolve this dualistic sense of substance? And so we start with mind and begin to realize that really all reality or spirit substance comes only from spirit, whereas matter substance does not come from spirit. And I have already stated the proposition. Therefore, spirit as spirit says, and you know that which comes from spirit and the spiritual substance, that alone is there for the real. The other that comes not from God, not from spirit, therefore must be taxed unreal substance. And so soul comes and says, therefore I can see or I can testify to the true substance and therefore declare away that there is any matter substance. Because principle says spiritual substance is backed up by a principle, is backed up by the cause from which it started out. And therefore it has an eternal cause, that substance. All right, if that substance has an eternal cause, then I begin to align my thoughts, to channelize my thoughts towards the spirit origin of that substance, and I begin to feel that thought is spiritualized, and I begin to see the substance of spirit, the life of spirit, to be eternal. That spirit substance is eternal substance. And as I begin to see that, I begin to see that actually all there is about matter is a false consciousness. All that there is about spirit substance is a true consciousness, a spiritual consciousness. Therefore, it isn't a question between spirit and matter. It is a question of spiritual consciousness driving out material consciousness, dispelling material consciousness. To the point where all material consciousness is ousted, and I only have one thing left, and that's the pure reflection of spirit, that's the only substance, and matter is no more there. You see that?